Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Forgers by Bradford Morrow. Read by R.C. Bray. Chapter 1. They never found his hands. For days into weeks, they searched the windswept coast south of the Montauk Highway, fanning out into the icy scrub that edged the dunes, combing miles of coastline looking for a possible small makeshift grave where the pair might be buried. February flurries and short daylight hours hampered their efforts, erasing any telltale disturbances in the sand and semi-frozen dirt. Speculating that the severed hands might possibly wash up on shore if his attacker had thrown them out into the churning surf, they scoured the shallows during low tides. Unless salt water had scrubbed his fingernails clean, there was a chance his nails might harbor forensic evidence, especially if he had fought with his assailant, which the disarray at the crime scene suggested he had. Still, the search turned up nothing. It was as if his hands had simply joined together at the wrists, become a pair of wings, and flown away across the gray Atlantic. The poor wretch survived 10 days in the intensive care unit of a New York hospital where he had been transported at his sister's request. In, and mostly out of consciousness, he was unable to speak to either his sibling or the police, because whoever dismembered his hands had first struck him with brutal precision on the back of his head. He had been working at his desk quietly, as was his solitary pre-dawn habit, leaving him unconscious in a bath of coagulating blood on the floor of his beach.